what not to do, secret meetings, financial entanglement, emotional dependency, or boundary collapse in addiction recovery ministry, some of the most dangerous mistakes begin with good intentions? A chaplain wants to help. A person in recovery is hurting. The need feels urgent. The story is heartbreaking. The chaplain thinks, just this once, I can make an exception. But many boundary problems begin with just this once. One mistake is secret meetings. A person may say, I only trust you. Please do not tell anyone we are meeting. That may sound like trust, but it can also become isolation, dependency, or secrecy. A wise chaplain does not create a hidden relationship. Use visible, appropriate, accountable settings. If the conversation requires privacy, make sure the ministry structure still has accountability. Another mistake is financial entanglement. People in recovery may have real needs: rent, gas, food, phone bills, court costs, treatment expenses, or transportation. Compassion matters, but chaplains must be very careful. Giving personal money can create pressure, manipulation, resentment, or dependency. It can also place the chaplain in a role that belongs to a church benevolence team, family system, recovery program, or community agency. A better response is, I cannot personally handle money this way, but I can help connect you with the proper process. A third mistake is emotional dependency. A recovering person may begin texting constantly, seeking reassurance late at night, asking the chaplain to be their main support, or avoiding their sponsor because the chaplain feels gentler. This is not healthy recovery. A chaplain should strengthen the recovery circle, not become the center of it. A fourth mistake is boundary collapse. This can include unsafe rides, private home visits without accountability, romantic or sexual confusion, oversharing personal struggles, rescuing someone from every consequence, or allowing the person's crisis to control the chaplain's life. Addiction recovery chaplains must be warm, but not available without limits. They must be compassionate, but not controllable. What helps? Use ministry-approved communication channels. Keep records when required. Meet in appropriate places. Encourage sponsor contact. Refer to qualified professionals when needed. Involve church or ministry leadership when safety or scope concerns arise. What harms? Private secrecy, personal loans, constant access, emotional favoritism, spiritual pressure, and promises that bypass accountability. A chaplain's care should feel steady, not possessive. It should point people toward Christ, wise accountability, and healthy community. Holy boundaries do not mean cold ministry. They mean trustworthy ministry.